My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got.
There are people who will want you to live in your past, about the mistakes you've made, how many times you've had failed relationships, how many times you've fallen off your bike, fallen off of goals, fallen off of your aspirations. Well, it's time for you to stop letting others dictate your pace. Instead of being worried about, concerned about, or fearful about failure, or even consumed by the fact that you have a past, you've already surpassed your past. You've lived days past it, so you might as well make the days count. Now that you are here, start counting now.
You are going to regret not taking the hard road sooner. I know you have big ambitions and you want to do these big things, and that's great. But all those things that you don't want to do, all that work that you're avoiding is going to be the reason why you don't get there. What you fail to realize is that if you avoid the work, you avoid the result.
If you're going to build anything great in your life, it's going to be through force. It's going to be through complete, rigid dedication and discipline to move forward. And when the people come and they get in your ear and they say, take it easy, you're working too hard, you got to learn to go with the flow, just know that if you listen to those people, you will be exactly like those people.
And every day, the same answer came back to me. Do you want to be on your deathbed knowing that you could, but you didn't? So why do you care about what people are thinking when they're not trying to go where the f*** you're trying to go?
That's going to happen when you get to the end of your life, or you get to a time where this is over. You're going to have the greatest poison in your soul. You know what that is? Regret. I wish I would have did more. I wish I would have been there more. And you will never live in peace by living in regret. So I want to tell all of you, when it comes to success, make sure you make it holistic.
I may not know now, but one day I will, you know, and that's what faith is at its core. I may not understand right now, but I trust that one day I will. And it's not my job to try to understand everything. It's my job to continue to make the next step, continue to just focus on this moment that I have in front of me.
Does it matter what mistakes you made? It's about the decisions you make right now. I'm going to win. I'm going to go after everything that I've ever wanted to be, everything I've ever wanted to do, and I will not allow anybody to say my W-H-E-N win. What I'm looking for is, when am I going to W-I-N win? When am I going to get my second W-I-N-D win? It comes when you decide that it's not about what I haven't done, it's about what I can be, what I can do. Your past is simply more ammunition for you to get started.
You must get excited. And not just the false enthusiasm of just pure positive thinking. You've got to get excited over some very basic things. One is, get excited over your ability to make yourself do the necessary things. Because discipline is major step one toward personal progress. And anytime a person wishes to, they can make major changes in their life. Personally and socially and financially. It doesn't ever have to be the same after today. No telling what you could do today if you really wish to.
I want to be the one that says, I'm going to do it anyway. I know I don't feel good today, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to prove to myself that even on days that it doesn't feel right, I push myself. The only way to gain confidence in yourself is to build something. It's not to wait for it to happen.
Whenever you think you can't, confidence comes from the thing that you built. You must build belief. You must build confidence. It can't be like, hey, I'm gonna knock that shit out. You gotta look over here and say, I can knock shit out. It's belief, and it's built on what you put in to yourself.
Get up, move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're gonna be more prepared for. And you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and then you're gonna win.
Don't accept that fact right now, and you just continue to try to do things the easy way. When you eventually accept this reality of life, all you're going to be doing is left wondering, where would you be today if you had just taken the hard road sooner?
Faith is knowing a door is going to open for your life that don't even exist yet. Faith is knowing that the only possibilities that exist are the ones you create. I need you to believe with your faith. I need you to know if I'm doing the right things, if I'm showing up, if I'm watering the seed, if I'm taking care of my business, if I'm taking care of myself. Then at the right time, maybe not your time, but at the perfect time that's meant for your life, that harvest, that crop, that dream, that vision, that purpose, that goal, that breakthrough is going to happen.
You see, what you are is a living testament that someone can become great. If you don't believe you're great, you don't know what you're looking at. You've already survived every one of your bad days. You're a survivor. And because you're a survivor, it makes you a hero or heroine in your own story. And if you don't think that that's big enough, if you were to look around and look at the family members who've been watching you, who are amazed by the fact that you didn't throw in the towel when you were down, when you were out, when you were losing, it's because you're not a quitter. You never were born to be one. And if you're going to quit anything, quit looking at your own past.